Okay, kids, are you ready to meet your new classmates?
Yeah!
You know her as the star of Mama's Family. Please welcome Mama! Mama, welcome to the show.
Just checking there. Is it? Lord, I stopped the clap and I haven't done anything yet.
Everything okay?
I hope so.
What kind of student were you growing up?
Young.
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 Welcome to the show. Now,
well,
I know you're
you
out
so
here
much.
Today playing for charity.
I am going to play for charity. I'm going to give my money to charity, to the Humane Society.
Now, where are you from?
Raytown.
Raytown?
Which is one of those special cities that's split, you know. It's half in Kansas, half in Missouri.
And you were actually mayor of Raytown?
For a moment, I was, yes. That's a hard job, being the mayor.
Being the mayor, I would
it
imagine. Any
job.
Important legislation
yeah,
get passed during your term?
I don't think so.
All right. You seem a little cranky today.
I'm a little nervous.
Look
at the little curtain climbers, aren't they cute?
The curtain climbers.
Yep.
Let me introduce them to you. There is Kamani. And Kevin.
Yeah!
All right, Mama, pick one of them. Let's start this game.
Let's start with Kamani.
Kamani, come on up here.
Kamani, over here, baby.
Kamani, say hello to Mama.
Kamani, over here, baby boy.
Have to let you know, that's one of my favorite charities. The Humane Society.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, then let's win some money.
Let's win some money
for them. All right. I think the world has been wanting to know this for a long, long time. Yeah. Let's find out, is Mama smarter than a fifth grader?
Oh, no.
All right, Kamani, you want to help her? Today.
Yes.
10 subjects up there. Where would you recommend that Mama begin?
Fourth grade spelling.
Fourth grade spelling.
Fourth grade spelling.
A correct answer is worth $3,500.
Okay.
Here's the question. What are the last four letters of the following word? What are the last four letters of the word porcelain? Kamani's locked in his answer.
I think it's L-A-I-N.
Lock that in. All right.
What'd we win, Foxworthy? What did we win?
You won $3,500.
That's right.
Nothing to it.
Who's your mama? That's right.
All right, we got one out of the way. Nine more to go.
Well, thank
you.
What do you think?
Fourth grade art it is, okay. You can double your winnings with a correct answer. The fourth grade art question is this. On a color wheel, which of the following colors is analogous to blue?
Well,
green,
that's a big word there, isn't it?
It is indeed, green, red, or yellow. On a color wheel, which of the following colors is analogous to blue?
All right,
green,
here
red,
we
or
go.
Yellow?
I'm gonna go yellow and lock it in.
Analogous means next to.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Let me show you a color wheel. Blue is next to green.
Yeah.
Green is the right answer.
Yep, it sure is.
Green is the color of money, and the only way you make money on this question is if Kamani wrote green. Kamani said, green!
There you go, love it. All right, all right. It's here for those puppy dogs at the Humane Society. All right. Okay, we're going to go fifth grade U.S. history.
Fifth grade U.S. history to the top of the board. It's worth $5,000. Here's the question.
All right.
Hudson Bay and the Hudson River are named for an English explorer who had what first name? Hudson Bay and the Hudson River are named for an English explorer who had what first name?
I have no idea. What do I do now?
You could copy his paper.
All right, Kalmani, I guess I'm gonna have to do that.
You want a copy?
I want to. Say, how do I do that?
Say, I want a copy and then hit the
button. I would like to copy. Do you copy? Hello?
There we go. All right. What is Mr. Hudson's first name? Henry Hudson was the English explorer. Take a look at the board, Mama. Kamani said, Henry! Of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We have Mama in the classroom with us today. All right, we've got three down, seven subjects
still on the board. I'm gonna take second grade astronomy.
Well, hold on just a minute.
I'm sorry.
Do you have someplace to go today?
The bathroom.
All right, well, you've got two classmates that have not helped you yet, so pick another one.
I'm gonna go with Taylor.
Taylor, come on up here. Taylor, say hello to Mama.
Taylor, aren't you beautiful?
Hi. Thank you.
All right, we got Taylor up here to help you. What would you recommend she go with next?
Ancient history.
Ancient history.
Here we go.
Fifth grade ancient history. Here is the question. One of the seven wonders of the ancient world, what was the name of the statue depicting the sun god Helios? All right.
What is the name of the statue depicting the sun god Helios? I have no idea. Alexander the Great. I have no idea.
This is actually not Alexander the Great.
No,
it is the Colossus of Rhodes.
Oh, all right. Okay. You didn't know that.
Mama, we just gave some money back. But.
All right, here we go. Where are we going now, Foxworthy?
Life is about accountability.
We're broke.
Actually picked that. So
we're broke.
But we've got. We can still win $80,000.
Yeah. Right, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go down to the first grade just to get my confidence back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. What would you like in the first grade?
Let's try U.S. geography.
U.S. geography.
Yeah.
For $500, here's the first grade U.S. geography question.
All right.
What is the only U.S. state whose name contains the first and last letter of the English alphabet? What is the only U.S. state whose name contains the first and last letter of the English alphabet? All right, Taylor's locked in her answer.
How about Arizona? Does that work? I can't ask her, can I?
Well, does Arizona have an A in it?
It has an A.
Does it have a Z
in
it?
It has a Z.
And old people...
Lock her in!
It is, in fact, Arizona. You're through. Which one would you like next?
Grammar!
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 All right, first grade
grammar.
First grade grammar,
all right. I hope we're not saving all the hard ones for last.
I'm is to I am as would've is to what two words? I'm is to I am as would've is to what two words?
What does would have stand for? Is that what that means? Is that what you're trying to answer?
I'm is to I am.
Yes.
As would've is to
would have. Whacker in!
I am happy to tell you, you are absolutely right. It is right. Mama with us today. We have Kevin up here to help you out. And we're down to four subjects.
Third grade measurements.
Third grade questions are worth $2,500. Here's this one.
All right.
If Mr. Foxworthy loses 20 pounds, what percentage of a U.S. ton has he lost? If Mr. Foxworthy loses 20 pounds, what percentage of a U.S. ton has he lost? Kevin's locked in his answer.
1%. 1%. Lock her in!
That's absolutely right. It is 1%. So it's 1%. What do you think?
Third grade geometry.
He thinks geometry, but it's up to you.
Third grade geometry it is, Kevin. All right.
Third grade geometry.
I'm listening to the kids.
For $2,500 more, here's the question.
All right.
True or false? A single line can divide a square into a triangle and a pentagon. A single line can divide a square into a triangle and a pentagon. Kevin has locked in his answer. Do you know what a pentagon
is? Yes. Okay. There is a way. Look at this. Looky here, Foxworthy. There's your square. You put your little line down there. Mm-hmm. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sides. Lock her in! I probably needed to say true on that. It's true.
You said true. The correct answer is, in fact, true. Yeah. You're absolutely right. There it is, just like you drew it out.
That's right.
I'm impressed.
Let's do astronomy next.
Second grade astronomy it is. All right. For an additional $1,000, here is the question. True or false? Earth is the only planet in our solar system that has ice caps on its poles. True or false? Earth is the only planet in our solar system that has ice caps on its poles. Kevin's locked in his answer.
Boy, oh boy. I'd say that that cannot possibly be true.
So you'd say it would be false?
Yeah. Good Lord. Lock her in!
I know you've beaten the...
Foxworthy made me hit you again. I'm sorry.
You know what? I always see those commercials on TV where the old people have fallen and they can't get up.
Can't get up, yeah.
You fell once during the course of this game, but you have done a nice job of getting back up out of the floor because you are absolutely right. It is... Here's today's extra credit question. Marco Polo brought back the recipe for ice cream from what country? Is it A, China, B, Iran, or C, Russia? Before the break, we asked, Marco Polo brought back the recipe for ice cream from what country? The answer is A, China. fifth grader. It is the Celebrity Edition. We have Mama, also known as Thelma Crowley. You're back up to $7,000. We're down to the last question. The second grade music question, worth $1,000, is this. If Taylor is singing the state song of Kansas, which features the lyric, "Where the deer and the antelope play," what song is she singing? If Taylor is singing the state song of Kansas, which features the lyric, "Where the deer and the antelope play," what song is she singing?
This would be your Home on the Range.
Home on the Range?
Yes.
Well, you could have peeked. You still have a cheat. You didn't even need
well,
all your cheats.
You want to go ahead and peek?
Well, it's too late. You've locked in Home on the Range.
But if
you had a peeked, you would have known that Kevin said Home on the Range. Feeling better?
I think we both agreed. How can we both be wrong, Kevin?
Get ready to dance again, because it is Home on the Range. That is a great recovery.
Yes, it was.
All right. Yeah. Here's where we stand. You've got $8,000.
We've been standing forever.
I know.
This should be where we sit,
Your feet hurt. You've got $8,000 for charity.
Yes,
I do have a bonus question that multiplies your winnings by 10. We could turn $8,000 into $80,000. However, on the bonus question, these children that you have grown so fond of,
help me?
They don't get to help you at all. The bonus question is always a fifth grade question. How long has it been since you were in the fifth grade?
I didn't do so good on those fifth grade questions, did I?
Let me show you the subject, and then we'll decide what you'd like to do. The subject of today's bonus question is this. Social studies.
Take the money!
Now, because you are playing for charity, we have decided that we are going to give you, regardless, $2,500 for your charity.
I'm not going to be greedy. I'm going to take my $8,000 and give it to the puppies.
You're going to drop out of school?
Drop it out of school.
Congratulations. Very well played today.
Thank you.
Very well played. I hope you had a good time. I know you don't get out of the house a whole lot.
I had an excellent time, and I think my husband would probably be proud of me.
I think he would, too.
I think he would, too.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the world before you leave our classroom?
Even though I am older than your grandma's underwear, I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
Neither am I. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.